Sneaker Business Talk. It's the Soul Material Podcast.
All right, and we're back for another episode of Soul Material Podcast. Podcast to cheer for. All right, it's T-Mark the Street Shark.
Hey, man, OGEO. Welcome.
All right, and we're here for another episode of that Sneaker Business Talk, give you that clarity over popularity. So every now and then, we're just going to sprinkle in one of our staple episodes, just letting you know the art of acquisition. Just letting you know how to cop some of those deals that are out there while, you know, the Shark and the OG are out here in the streets, just really seeing what's going on, whether they're digitally or, you know, hitting those sneaker runs at those discount stores and just seeing what's on the shelves and stacking those discount codes, you know what I mean? So, and then also just, you know, seasonal buys and tips that we always tell you, because it's that spring of the year, you know, some of those financial third, fourth quarters are flowing up. So they're trying to get ready from spring to summer. And, you know, back to school is already planned. And, you know what comes after that? We're already seeing the things that are coming out in the fall and in the wintertime right now. So this is the perfect time to sneak in and cop some deals. All right. So some of the stuff is just, you know, just for conversation, too, just because, like, it's the luck of a draw sometimes. All right. That's why you got to keep showing up, checking on these stores, checking on those outlets, seeing when they stock, you know, if you can get around in summertime with those weekday Tuesdays or Fridays, or, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays, that's another era, if you know what I'm talking about. So that's what it is. So we, you know, we're going to keep this short and sweet. So I'm just going to get into the some show and tell. So, and this one, man, you know, we love the boxes. All right. We love the boxes. So, you know, the Shark loves the collectibles. You know, so we love the 80s and 90s cartoons. This was the Thundercats Puma collaboration. Already had another version. But this, I waited for these to go on sale. You know what I mean? So these are, you know, getting a little villainous. All right. Ancient spirits of evil. We got Mumra, all right, and we got the good trend, you know, hologram on the top, and then now look at the side with the same thing, and now we got his face on there. Yeah, these remind me of the little 7-Eleven cups, yeah, that era, you know, and the basketball card era that had them. I love the execution. Shout out to Alexander John that did the collaboration on these. Because they put the Puma logo on the inside, which means they did it right. Make it about the license and the collaboration. Look at the material, too. You know, we got that mummy extra roll. I know he's already comfortable with the RSX cushioning system right here, sitting on top. And on the inside, too, Alexander John signature on the bottom with the license, Thundercat collaboration, and then a little more mummy wrap on the inside of the sole. So these are definitely, I haven't even taken anything out. But so $60, bing, bang, boom, take it home. This was actually online with a discount because I think they got around, what, like 70, 75 or something like that. Got a coupon with some rebates mixed in there. Take this home. This is for the collection, but, and oh yeah, look at the bottom. You see, got the little clear sole with the mummy wrap on there. Love the details. Love the details over here at the Soul Material Podcast. That's what we're about. Clarity. So we like that, you know, all the way through, you know, just the layered materials from the mesh to the tumble leather right here. You know, this is like almost a Soul Material signature. We have almost the same color, but two different materials laying on top. You know what I mean? That's why we like the details. All right. Little pad leather action. So, and then some of the genuine leather on the tab too. Yeah. So I love the details for the price. $60. We love the collector's box. Check out our Sneaker Boxes Matter episode. Tell you more about how this got created and what this was repurposed from. But, yeah. All right, so we're going to go to the Nike store. All right, hit that hash wall up. You hit the hash wall. That means this is an open box alert. Open box alert. I'm not surprised to see these, but I was surprised to see them in my size. You know, when you got the big sticker on there, you look for those immediately, especially if there's an extra 25 or 30% going on at the same time. This is actually a 12 and a half. And this is the training shoe, the free Metcon. But you rarely see this in adult sizes. That's why I got these. All right. So this was a short-lived era, but Broncos, let's ride. Now it's Steelers, let's ride. Because, you know, Russell Wilson, all of his stuff goes on kids' Nike apparel. So I never actually saw his on an adult shoes. And then I just saw the price plus the discount on top of that. So you take these home, you know. I know these are already comfortable. I've already tried them on anyway. You know, just to get your steps in, get your cardio. Nice quality beater. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, like, do they top now just for beaters? Like, is that even a thing? You know, I know you talk about dad shoes and stuff like that, but, like, maybe we need to talk about that later. You know, about the acquisition of a beater, or the maybe that's what you do when you get older. And you need to do that. Because sometimes when you fresh, you don't just, the old shoe don't become the lawnmower shoe. Sometimes you just get the one and you just break it in, and that's what it is.
Right.
Workout shoe. But yeah, Nike store. This was Nike factory outlet store, to be exact. So you might not find it in your regular Nike stores for that price, but just letting you know the actual factual. Russell Wilson, you know, and clearly he's with the Steelers now, you know, so. So let's go one more round, because you've seen on our IG, at Soul Material on Instagram, we've had some run-ins at our favorite stores to check up on, Ross, Dress for Less, and, you know, there's been a big string of Under Armour shoes going, some of the team-branded ones, Notre Dame, South Carolina, and then a lot of, you know, our friends at the Curry brand, so definitely had to pick up these Curry 8s in my size. Oh, my goodness. This is the Class C, if I'm not mistaken, the way that this is the colorway. But it's like little peachy, little linen-y. You know what I'm saying? This is nice for the springtime, Easter vibe, you know. So we love these, especially for, I'm not even going, just going be dramatic. Where's this? I thought I had the price tag on these joints. These were definitely, I think everything was $50. Let's check. You know, we keep the receipts. Bam. Okay. I was close. You see that? Boom. $54. All right. $54.99. For these Floetros, you know we love the Floetro sole where it's extra grippy, but these are good on and off the court. And I just didn't really have any eights in my collection, so bring them home to the Shark. And then one more before we wrap up. It's a Curry 7, so more Curry. But, you know, boom, Sour Patch Kids. Oh. All right, Sour Patch Kids. These are pretty cool. All right. So it's the same price with the $54.99. All right. So that seems to be the sweet spot for Under Armour and Curry's. I've seen some Joel Embiid's as well for the same price. Multiple colorways. I've really seen more Curry 8s in like bigger sizes. But if you have smaller feet, you know, you might find some of the lifestyle shoes, the Curry Flow Cozy, as well, as circulating around there in a lot of spots. So, you know, always interesting just to, you know, see what's going on in the spring, you know, again. So just imagine when these came out, and then that's the cycle, you know, a season and a half of it coming back and circulating, because this was part of a pack as well. That was probably season before last, right? So, you know, stay in tune with the Soul Material Podcast. We give you those tips.
Jeez.
It's seasonal. It's timing. All right. So, OG, hit the people off with just a couple tips, you know, saving stuff in the in your wish list or any other tips from the OG before we sign off about that art of acquisition.
Definitely. First and foremost, we mentioned before in previous episodes, but always keep your eyes and ears open. And once you do what you do, following the trends of whatever sites that you follow, just pay attention. And if you're out there in these streets now, as Shark has said many a times, post-pandemic, Marshalls, Ross, TJ Maxx, starting to get the game up a little bit more on the sneaker tip, be out there. And the best thing is to shop for things on the off season. So you're probably going to see some stuff right now, given the months that we are in, you're going to see some deals on some winter items that are going to be steals and beyond giving this stuff away. If you're dealing with timeless pieces, grab them up, man, and you will get more for your buck. So it's about not only being smarter with your money, but sharp and smarter, and taking it from us, the art of acquisition is an art, and go out there and practice. And as Shark just said, sometimes you hit, sometimes you miss, but when you hit, it's a sweet spot. And once you hit, you know there is the opportunity and chance for you to hit again. So keep doing what you're doing, man. But hey, go back to our past episodes as far as art of acquisitions, and we always give you those tips for you. But the key thing for me is now that it is now springtime, start looking for those timeless winter pieces that you can get for dirt cheap that you can wear anytime, any year, that would never go out of style. Definitely.
There you go. Get your jacket game up. So, you know, just to wrap up, because again, we're just giving to you short and sweet. Order acquisition is always perpetual motion. You have to be patient. The journey is the destination. All right. This is why we're in the game, for the journey, the thrill of the hunt. All right. You don't know what's coming next, but it could be the many shoe destiny, as I like to call it. Your prophecy could be fulfilled. You never know. If you're patient and you stay true to your art and you practice it, you'll definitely come up in the end. And then I always love hearing from listeners, especially those fathers and those providers for their families, and when they tell us the stories about when they get, you know, a deal, and then they hook it up for the kids and everything like that, you know, because the OG and T. Marty Martin Shark love the kids, you know what I mean? So it's a family affair. Pass it around, you know, we just want to keep preserving some of the things that are just pure. This was supposed to be about community when we share these things, and some of those things have been also, that art has been a little bit lost in the culture. So this is the pocket for you to come over here, join us at the Soul Material Podcast, and get that clarity over popularity when we bring you that sneaker business talk. But the art of acquisition, that's what we do. That's the OG and the Shark. So signing off for this springtime 2024 art of acquisition Soul Material episode, it's T-Mart the Street Shark signing off.
And your man, OGEO. Until next time, peace to you.